With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. When Terrence Nugel was hired as Kalamazoo County Administrator last fall, it marked the end of a long period where the county was under the leadership of an interim administrator. Less than 4 months after Nugel started work, Kalamazoo County will again have an interim administrator. The Board of Commissioners voted last night to accept Nugel's resignation. WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann covered last night's county board meeting and joins us via Skype. Good morning, Sevilla.
Good morning, Gordon.
What do we know as we talk on Wednesday morning about Terrence Nugel's resignation?
We still don't know why it is that Terrence Nugel would resign after just a few months on the job. What we do know is that he had been placed on paid administrative leave. The County Board of Commissioners did that back at its March 15th meeting, so that was 3 weeks ago. We also know from County Corporate Counsel Tom Kenny that there had been an ongoing investigation into what Kenny called a personnel matter involving Nugel, and that Nugel offered his resignation before that investigation was over. That's about as much as they've said so far.
So personnel matter, but we don't know the specific nature of why there was an investigation and why Nugel was placed on leave in the first place.
That's right. We don't know any of that. Nugel hasn't commented on that, and the county has not either.
Do we expect to learn anything anytime soon?
Well, Tom Kenny said yesterday that the county expects to release documents on Thursday related to Nugel's departure. Now, again, they didn't say a lot about what those documents were, except that they're in response to public records requests from various media outlets. They didn't say what those documents would reveal about why Nugel is leaving, but they did say on Thursday they will be releasing some pieces of paper related to the issue.
So what happens now with the county administrator's position?
Deputy County Administrator John Fall will become the interim administrator. This is not a new role for John Fall. He was the interim administrator for a year or so after Peter Bettani's departure. So while the county was looking for a new administrator.
And so is there any word yet from anybody at the county on whether or not there will be another search for a county administrator? There were two searches before they eventually hired Terrence Nugel. So is the plan to once again contact search firms and look for a new administrator this time?
Well, like you said, there were a couple of searches before. They had one that yielded a pool of candidates last summer, and then that fell apart. And then you had this next pool that yielded Terrence Nugel and a number of other candidates. We know how that's concluded now. So what Board Chair John Taylor said last night was that he does expect the board to be discussing how it's going to proceed from here at the next meeting, now whether that will be hiring another search firm and looking for candidates or something else they haven't said. When John Taylor was asked about whether interim administrator John Fall could become the permanent administrator, he said it wasn't up to him. He wasn't speaking for the board, but he did have some pretty favorable things to say in that direction.
My personal preference, I'm not speaking for the Board of Commissioners. I have a lot of faith in John Fall. I think John Fall has done an excellent job for this community. When we didn't have an administrator for the past year, he's done an excellent job with commissioners.
That was John Taylor speaking last night at the meeting where the board accepted Terrence Nugel's resignation. And so just to be clear, John Taylor was not saying it's a done deal that they're going to hire John Fall, just that he would be favorably disposed in that direction.
And when does the county board meet again, Sevilla?
The next time the county board meets will be on April 19th, so that's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Sevilla, thank you very much for your time.
All right, thanks, Gordon.
That's WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann joining us via Skype. She covered last night's Kalamazoo County Board of Commissioners meeting, where the resignation of Kalamazoo County Administrator Terrence Nugel was accepted. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.